The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Oh, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J. Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Atlanta Sightseeing. Please take your seat and keep your hands and feet inside the railing at all times.
Play action. Mariota drifting. Mariota with a flag down. Throws for a touchdown to Drake London. And we'll see what the flag is. He'll throw to the end zone. He's got a wide open man. And a touchdown to Darnell Mooney. Fields over the middle. Cole Kmet. One-hand block. What a catch by Kmet.
Who is this guy?
Patterson stays on his feet for a first down. Ball comes out, and the Bears have it. Jalen Johnson picks it up.
We'll continue to ride the wave of Justin Fields, but to some wins. He's got the ball with blockers ahead, and he's got a touchdown. Untouched into the end zone.
Falco here. I'm fine.
Cordero Patterson has a seam. Patterson splits it. Goodbye.
Cordero Patterson, the ninth time in his NFL career. A house call on a kick.
Enemy group behind us. Man, they're fast.
Mariota's got it with room. Marcus Mariota's in. Falcons take the lead.
Montgomery
found room and found the end zone. Patient running and a touchdown makes it a one-point game. From 53 for the lead, Young Wei Koo has done it again in the clutch.
Here we go again.
On third down, given time. Too tall and Jalen Hawkins makes the interception.
That's right, we bad. That's right.
Highlights courtesy of Fox Television, and oh God, welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, brought to you by DraftKings. That's where you can watch the show and keep the conversation going here on this Bears Monday. Jess, good morning to you. It's second verse, same as the first for the Bears.
Yeah, I was
a
about
loss
to
right at the end, yeah, yep. And then another loss for the Bears.
I was about to say deja vu all over again, right, Jay Hood? Good to be with you. It's been a while. Haven't seen or talked to you in a while. We haven't really discussed a lot about the game. We saved it for the air, mm-hmm. You know, but it is a lot of the same kind of stuff. But I'm not that upset about it. That's my first hot take, Jay Hood. This is a process. And, yeah, I don't think they took a lot of steps forward, even offensively, which we have seen in previous weeks. But I don't think it was a bunch of steps backward either. It's kind of what we're expecting with this team. They'll fight. They'll put up some points. At least these days they will. They're going to give up some points. And, yeah, sometimes they'll win it at the end. Sometimes they won't. Even Eberflus said it yesterday. You might be more upset at this loss. I'm not that upset because with every loss, you go up in that draft position.
Well, let's just take a look at what happened here because, again, it is like deja vu. We're watching a game in which you feel the Bears have a chance to win and they lose 27-24 to Atlanta yesterday. And here's the thing from my standpoint. When you're 3-8, it sucks. It does. Because this is when you, because here's what's really confusing possibly for some Bears fans. Are you losing close games because you think you're close for the future? Or are you losing close games because of play calling like Luke Getsy? Now, we saw this late in the fourth quarter, an opportunity to win that ball game, a couple of design runs for Justin Fields. One of them, he gets hurt, and we'll get to that shoulder situation. And then the pick that he throws, and then the game is over. And see, again, when you are investing so much time, Jesse, into the game, you don't sit down on your couch at noon and say, ah, this great, it's going to be a great loss for the Bears. You're looking to see the Bears do something. You can lose games, but again, what's on the other side from this current group right now, from this roster, from your young players? You know, can you look at this young group and say, okay, in a couple years, for sure, those guys will pay dividends for the Bears? And that's where it's confusing for me, because I don't know what's next year. Is Justin the guy next year? Is Gordon and Brisker, will those guys be able to get the job done next year? This is why winning a game or two to have these guys learn how to win is not a bad thing.
Yeah, but you're in the hunt here. You're in the mix, finally. I mean, 6 weeks ago, they couldn't score 12 points, let alone 24 or 30 or whatever the case may be. Now you're in the hunt, and this game's about offense. We'll figure out the defense. I mean, they traded half the defense. That obviously has to be rebuilt. But this is about the offense, Jay Hood. And look, at least half their game has come a long way in the last four to 6 weeks, meaning their run game. Between Herbert when he was healthy and Montgomery and Justin Fields now, you have half your offense figured out. You know how to use Fields in terms of his legs, and Herbert and Montgomery are good 1-2 punch. And they did miss the explosiveness of Khalil Herbert. Montgomery gets you the tough yards. Herbert has a little bit more explosiveness. They did miss that yesterday. So I feel like, yeah, I mean, Justin Fields is coming along as your guy. You go back to that two-minute drill, so telling, though, and you mentioned the play calling. It's so telling. The fact that Luke Getsy would fall back on two design runs tells you everything about their passing game that we need to know. It's not ready. It's not there. It doesn't have the weapons, and no, Justin Fields isn't ready to drop back in a two-minute drill and go down the field, pass, 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 pass. They should have had some soft coverage to throw into. Instead, he runs two times, which made no sense. And that second time, we could talk about it, 312-332-3776. Okay, maybe the first time, Jay Hood, you're going end around. Maybe you're going to try to get 10 and go out of bounds. Okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. But the second time, with your quarterback obviously hurting and you needing to get chunk yards to call an inside designed run, that was as bad as the whole Cleveland game plan from last year with Matt Nagy. That's how I equate it. That call in itself was as bad as the entire game plan against the Cleveland Browns last year. That made no sense. But again, why is Luke Getsy falling back on that? Because right now, they don't have the pass game to go down the field boom, 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 like the elite quarterbacks do.
But Jesse, we do see a semblance of it from time to time. There's some positives that came out of the game as far as the passing game. Great catch by Cole Kmet. That one-handed catch was terrific. To see Mooney be able to get in the passing game. Montgomery down the sideline with being able to get a big 32-yard gain. But I want to make sure that it's very clear, especially for our first-time listeners. And Shay and Charlie have heard me say this a ton, but I'll say it again because I've said it since July. Jesse, for me, the whole thing with this season, the most important thing for me is the development of Justin Fields. That's it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the Bears to be a 9 or 10 win team. I didn't expect them to be a playoff team, but I just want to see the development of Justin Fields. And we've seen glimpses of that from time to time. However, what I look at now with this team being 3-8, I mean, you know, the season is what it is right now through 11 games. If Justin Fields has a problem with that shoulder, and if it's not working, or if he feels like it's going to take some time for him to get back and get ready for the Jets game, then maybe he shouldn't play. I mean, right now he's getting killed behind that terrible, awful offensive line. He's got no time. He was doing Houdini stuff out there, scrambling for 12 seconds just to get a pass to St. Brown for a first down. If he's not 100%, he should be shut down. All I'm saying is that Lions game last week, that was a winnable ball game. This game we saw on Sunday was a winnable ball game. You fell short because you don't have a lot of talent. I totally understand that. But if Justin Fields and that shoulder is not 100%, there's no reason for him to get killed in front of that offensive line, because that was brutal last night.
He only needs the right one. He doesn't need the left one.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I say you can take your chances with the left shoulder more than the right. I wouldn't shut him down unless, obviously, he can't move it or something. You even saw him in the postgame press conference kind of leaning towards his left. You know,
yes.
He was like favoring it. So I get it. I mean, if he's too hurt to play, you don't play. But I'm not too concerned, because it's not his throwing shoulder.
This is not the pitcher on the mound, for goodness sake. He's got to use the left arm, for goodness sake. I don't want him out there. If he feels a little bit ouchy, if it's a little bulky, I don't want him out there.
Really? Really?
No, I don't want him out there.
I say if he's, you know, there's a difference between injured and hurting. If he's injured, no. If he's just hurting, I'm fine with it because it's the one part of his body he doesn't really need that much.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to re-injure it, but if you don't want to hurt it again, meaning injure it again, then I don't want him out there. I think we're sort of in agreement there, but if it's just a sore, I say you keep playing him because this guy needs to make advancements in the pass game. And you know what? I'm going to disagree with you a little bit about the offensive line. I know I'm probably in the minority. They weren't great. In fact, I thought their run blocking wasn't very good yesterday, and that's normally the better portion of their game. Their pass blocking wasn't as bad as you think. You just said he ran around for 12 seconds. That means they were holding them off for a while. On the throw to Montgomery, they held them off. The Mooney touchdown, the Komet, there were some decent blocks. There was a couple sacks that you could put on Fields as much as the offensive line. I'll give you an example. The 3rd and 15 in the fourth quarter, when Schofield kind of let his guy go, that was a design screen. If you watched it closely, that was supposed to be a screen to Ebner. And what did he do? He held on to the ball. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of it. Schofield had pulled out to start blocking downfield. And he held on to the ball. Sometimes you got to make the blind pass, and that's why him and the running back were talking when they walked off the field.
Was that the same play when Cody Whitehair's controller died? When he just stood there?
Yeah. No, that was the play before.
That was like, I mean, I'm thinking about the offensive line yesterday and what I saw a few times where guys got blown up. Mustafa did some good things for the most part I thought was terrible. But, like, the play Whitehair, just his controller died. He just stood there.
I agree. Yes. There were a few moments. I'm not defending. I'm just saying I don't think it was some of it is on Fields. He still has to feel it, no pun intended, a little bit. And that sack was on him. That was a screen to the left. Ebner was ready for it. And sometimes you got to make the blind pass or whatever. You got to move a little quicker. Not everything's going to be perfect. He didn't, and he took the sack.
Well, this is why you're learning all at the same time, right? Justin Fields is learning. The offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, is learning. This offensive line is being able to try to get a rhythm. So I totally understand that. But it's still a porous offensive line surrendering 4 sacks. There's some times that Justin Fields does hold on to the ball too long because he's trying to find an opening. This is why he's running so often. 18 carries, good for 85 yards. But for a 30th-ranked defense in Atlanta, for them to be able to get after Justin Fields so easily was just abysmal. And again, I'll blame the offensive line for that because it is dreadful. It's so bad for Fields, and there's Fields dragging his shoulder out there toward the end of the fourth quarter. My thought was immediately, like, if he's hurting, I don't want him out there because he's putting himself in harm's way. I like that he's a gamer, and I like that he's tough. I know he's already been labeled this tough guy. My quarterback doesn't have to be so tough that he's out there with a sore shoulder on a 3-8 football team.
Well,
I don't want to see it.
No, in agreement in one sense of that, I don't need my quarterback running another designed run right after he hurts his shoulder. I just would love to hear from callers that want to sound off on that. Like, what in God's name was Luke Getsy thinking? I can't wait till he meets the media later in this week. 312-332-3776. How bad of a play call was that in your mind? And where do you land on this game? It is a lot of deja vu all over again, as Jay Hood and I were saying. But I don't think it's all that bad. You're now drafting 3rd, and you might go up to 2nd, Jay Hood. We'll discuss it next on ESPN 1000.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at CapJayHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Bear Down Podcast with Black and Abdallah. Need more bears? We got it for you. The Bear Down Podcast available now on the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. On this Bears Monday, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So I tell you, Jesse, like, everyone's learning on the job right now. Eberflus and Getsy and Justin Fields and all of this. But just The lack of imagination late in the fourth quarter offensively,
with
those 2 design runs. And now we go back a couple of weeks ago where there was Justin Fields just standing in the pocket, I guess, against the Lions. and couldn't find anybody open, and they lost the ball game there. But the play calling, the execution, it just sucked. At some point, this team has to learn how to win games. Now here, I know the rest of the schedule like you do. Like, when you're taking on Buffalo, you're going to lose that game against Philadelphia. You're going to lose that game. It's a coin flip with the Packers, probably lose that game as well. You play the Lions again. Jets coming up on Sunday. So you have tough opponents to which you just don't have enough talent to take on some of these teams. But when you're close, I have no problem with the Bears trying to find a way to win that ball game. And this whole thing, like you and Cap and others talking about this draft pick, Jesse, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Now, if you look over the last 25 years of the first-round draft picks that the Bears have had, they haven't been able to strike gold on those first-round picks. Now, again, it's not to say that they won't in this regime. I'm just saying that it's not the end-all, be-all. I want free agency to really work for the Bears to get the bona fide, yep, like, quality guy. Draft picks aside, I want guys that can be difference makers today versus 3 years ago, but 3 years from now. But we'll see.
Well, no, you bring up some good points there, and you're right about free agency. I'll disagree a little bit. I mean, look, there's a good chance if they get the third pick, he's going to trade down and get a boatload for it, just like the Eagles have done, just like the Dolphins built their team trading down and getting picks. So the higher the pick, even if they don't use it, the more you get for it when you trade out of it. And you can, and if you do use it, you're more likely to get a playmaker at 1, 2, or 3 or whatever the case may be. So I do think it matters. And yes, in the moment yesterday, you want to see them drive and get a win. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter that much. But the play calling, I agree, very, very strange when you break it all down. If this was a different team a year or two from now, I don't think he calls two design runs on the first two plays. If anything, you call pass plays, spread the field, then let him scramble for a chunk. I just didn't see a design play getting a chunk or two in those situations, especially the second one where he's already hurting. You want to hit the phone lines? They're jammed, Jay Hood.
All right, let's go.
Let's hit it. Start with Lombard Tubby on line one here. Lombard, you're on ESPN 1000. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Jesse and Jay Hood? Appreciate you guys listening to you guys on my way home from work. I'm a third shifter.
Yes, sir.
Like you guys were saying, man, in spite of the lack of good play calling, I did take a bright spot from Fields on that 3rd and 13, kind of calling his shot and throwing it to Montgomery for the first down. I don't know if they let the reins off of him and let him kind of improvise on a 2-minute drill. You know, and this season is kind of the perfect time for it, in my opinion. But it's good to see, you know, his willingness to not run and naturally like how he has been and kind of take that shot and zip it in there. So that was a positive. And one more was a Kyler Gordon kind of seeing that screen pass that he darted on and got the tackle. So it's good to see growth in these young guys. And, you know, who's, like you said, there's not a – not a sure thing in the draft, so kind of nipping out these wins and kind of going balls out, for lack of a better term, and just taking a shot. Let's see what he's, you know, let's see what his mind's made of.
All right, Lombard, thanks. Jay Hood, I don't know about you. I don't have any real issue with the way Fields is progressing. I wasn't the hugest fan coming out of college, so he had to show something to me, and I think he has. And the improvising is great. How he's run the ball, great. The design runs, the scrambles. They're just one part of his game that still has to get better, and that's just pure drop back passing, 2-minute drill type stuff.
I would agree with you. There's always that balance, right? If you're going to be a complete quarterback, it's great that he has the opportunity to use his legs that are cramping, by the way. He was cramping in that game because he's been running so much.
So let's run two more run plays for him because while he's cramping, has a bad shoulder.
This is not who we saw at Ohio State. It's a guy here that's running for his life because he doesn't want to get hurt and also knows that he can pick up yardage because he's got enough speed to do so. I agree. But the complete package of quarterbacks, and we can throw Mahomes on there because that's the last game we saw last night when the Chiefs beat the Chargers. Mahomes can utilize his legs, but also has a good enough arm and has got great accuracy. And again, the hope is that that will manifest into wins in the future. It's just not there right now. All of it's not working well enough for the Bears to win games.
You know, in my opinion, everyone talks, and I understand it. They have to learn how to win late in the games. You know how you learn how to win? You have more talent than the other team. Then you're gonna win because you're gonna be leading more times, or you will be able to come from behind because Fields gonna throw to whatever X number one receiver they can get, and all of a sudden, so you see what I mean? Like, you learn how to win when you have more talent, And that, you know, that usually leads to more winning.
Yes, no question about it.
Let's go to Niall in Calumet City. Now you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
What's up, Niall?
Oh, man. So you see your quarterback grabbing his shoulder, hurting. So the next play you do is run with him. You got one of the top running backs in the league. You don't run the ball with him at least one, maybe. And then you got Cole Kmet, which is making extraordinary catches, and you don't go to him no more for the rest of the game. I'm just trying to understand, is that conspiracy? Y'all don't want this guy to, like, win, or what's the deal? So I'm just trying to understand. Like, he's putting y'all in positions to win the game, and then y'all just find a way to lose it.
Yeah.
Yep. Right now, that's where they're at.
Somebody explain it to me. I mean, you guys know better than me. I don't know.
No, we're all fans, and we're all trying to figure it out together now. We appreciate the telephone call. No, what happens is that, and Jesse is correct. When Jesse says that, hey, you know, against the Dolphins, against the Lions, against the Falcons, when the game's on the line, when the spotlight is at its brightest with 2 minutes left, the Bears can't find a way to be able to get into the end zone. And so, again, it's all unfortunate. And you are right, Jesse. The hope is that in a year or in a couple years, these losses, we can look back and say, boy, they were trying to find their way, and now they were able to win these ball games. That's the hope. At this point in time, it just sucks for me because I don't invest time in thinking, oh, the Bears are just going to lose. No, I mean, I'm looking forward to them to lose because, again, it's a scratch-off ticket, Jesse. I mean, I'm hoping that the Bears get a good draft pick, but, again, it's not about selection. It's about who you're getting.
Yeah, right? No, I get that.
You could be number two pick, number three pick, number four pick. That's great. But make sure that you hit on that pick. If that pick sucks, like Velus Jones, who can't see the field or not really doing enough in the passing game, then I'm going to have a problem with it.
No, you're right about that if you make the wrong pick. But you could also sign the wrong guy in free agency. I mean, everything's a gamble when it comes to scouting. But the higher the pick, the better the chance the player is going to be good, or the bigger the package when you trade out of there. So I think this is the way you should look at it, Jay Hood, every week now. It's a win-win. If they do end up winning late or dominating a team, great. That makes you feel good. And if they lose, they'll keep going up that draft board. They could go up as high as second. I don't think they're going to go to number one, and that works for you as well. So it's like when Sylvie bets against the Cubs. It's a win-win. The Cubs win, Sylvie celebrates. He loses a few bucks. The Cubs lose, Sylvie celebrates. He made a few bucks. That's how it works. Let's go to Dave on line four in Geneva. You're on ESPN 1000, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave.
So this is the 1,400-pound elephant in the room. Is the Bears offensive coordinator Barry Switzer running the wishbone? How do we get a quarterback after all these years, and in what planet do you run a quarterback 14, 15 times a game and expect him to be healthy at the end of the year? It's impossible. It's impossible. This is crazy. They should put Fields in a room somewhere with an exercise bike for the rest of the year and not let him play until they get an offensive line.
Dave, they're going to find some balance. I have trust in that. They're going to find the balance. 4 weeks ago, we didn't even know if using his legs was a weapon. Now we see that it's a huge weapon. So they have to find the balance, and I think they will. I have no idea why he called those two run plays. The guy's on the sideline getting hydrated, then hurts his shoulder, and Luke Getsy had a brain fart. That's the only thing I could think of.
But I think even before halftime, I think they ran him 4 out of 5 plays, which is ridiculous. You can't run a quarterback 14, 15 times a game, period, in the NFL. You know that. That's impossible. You will never last the season, much less have a career. Never.
Well, I don't know about that. What do you think, Jay Hood?
Well, we appreciate the phone call, Dave. I think that, you know, when we see Josh Allen for Buffalo and we see Lamar Jackson from Baltimore, we see these guys are running around with the football and have a semblance of a passing game. With Justin Fields, for me, I would prefer him to be able to get it down the field. And by the way, this is not an impossibility. Again, and we'll talk about this throughout the show, I really love that he was able to scramble to get St. Brown for a first down. I love that Komet is a guy now. Jesse, we've been waiting for him I've been waiting for him to be able to be a guy. Now, again, in this awful passing game that they've had over the years, Komet cannot be a factor. Only, even though he had three receptions, I love that one-handed catch. I love Montgomery down the sideline. But, again, it's just not enough. And to your point, draft picks, free agency, Justin Fields won't be running 18 carries for 85 yards if he has weapons, because he won't have to do all that
running. Exactly.
So, and hopefully that will cut down a lot coming up in the year two, year three of him being the starter.
Yeah, so, it's a work in progress for sure.
Quickly from Courtney Cronin yesterday, because this adds to what we're talking about. She tweeted, Justin Fields ran 14 times in the first half, the most first half rushes by a quarterback since at least 2000. Only five of those first half runs were scrambles. As the games wore on, Fields wasn't as mobile, which was partially a result of the cramping he said he experienced. The second half, he did not run nearly as much. In the second half, Fields had no scrambles, only gained 12 yards on four designed runs.
Yeah, they've got to find the balance. 14 of 21 for 153. I mean, that's awful. That's pretty bad. But they still scored 24. They gave up that kickoff return, so throw that out a little bit. Like, they were there. They were there, and they're still scoring into the 20s. You want to see them in the 30s and all that, but man, it's so much better than 6 weeks ago, right, Jay Hood? At least we could say that.
Yeah, as far as seeing Justin Fields and seeing the numbers are eye-popping because we have not seen this as Eric Kramer. And maybe probably better than Kramer in 94-95. 31 points a game, 248 yards per game. All that's great, but none of that manifests to wins.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing with that.
It's not. All right,
we'll take more of your thoughts on the Bears, but I'll tell you what, Jesse, I was disappointed in the finish. 3-8 sucks no matter how you shape it up. It's not good.
It does, but I say lean into it because that draft pick's going to be a good one, or that haul you're going to get when you trade out of it will be as well. 7:30 on a Monday morning, Jesse Rogers sitting in for Cap. It's Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
No, I'm just telling him what, what my communication to him is. It's simple. Is that I'm telling him what the operation of the offense is, meaning you're on the ball or I'm calling timeout, so he knows. Okay. And then he rips the call. And then we're in 2-minute mode from there. And then when it gets to a certain point, I say, hey, I'm timeout inbounds on the next play. I might tell him that. But we're just operating in our normal 2-minute mode.
Jay Hood, that was Matt Eberflus sort of explaining the 2-minute drill, but he really wasn't. Basically, he said that Luke Getsy gets to call whatever the heck he wants. I have nothing to do with it. That's basically what he was saying.
With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number here on this Bears Monday. Jesse and I want to find out from you your thoughts about yesterday's game and also about Justin Fields. Now, that whole 2-minute drill deal, well, I understand that Eberflus is pretty much the CEO of the Bears, in which he keeps his beak out of the defense, even though his expertise has been a defensive coordinator, Jess. And so he's just overseeing everything. And so Getsy is the head coach of the offense. And so whatever Getsy thinks, I'm sure that Eberflus is going to back, especially in that scenario. But it's not just about yesterday's game. It's just about the lack of execution within 2 minutes in the fourth quarter in each of the last three games. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And again, this is when, it's hard to determine, do you think the Bears are close when they lose close games? Or is it just because if they just had someone that can make a play that they'd win these games? That's all. And it's just either way, it's really about the future more so than the present for this Bears team.
Yeah, the drop back passing game is not close. It's not close. Mm-hmm. The scrambling and gaining yards, either with his legs or his arm, that's good. The design runs are good. The runs when Herbert and Montgomery are there, that's good. The drop back and let's run a 2-minute drill down the field, even when you assume I wasn't there watching the tape, or I wasn't there or watched the tape afterwards, but I would assume Atlanta was giving them some room, right?
Yes.
And they still couldn't. you know, usually you get a few yards just because they're playing a little nobody. You don't want anybody to get behind you and all that. They couldn't even get a few yards out of it because he called two run plays and then came the interception. It didn't make a lot of sense. Let's go to Tony in Hammond. You're on ESPN 1000.
Hey,
Tony,
morning,
go ahead.
Fellas. Good morning.
What's up, Tone?
What's going on, guys? I'm also Tony from the Chicago Assembly Plant. I want to put that out there real quick. But also a third shifter like that fellow that called earlier. But here's something I'm going to float to you guys. I'm going to get destroyed by every other caller that calls in. All right? I'm just going to float it out there. You can take it if you want it. If you don't want it, just send it right back. All right?
No, I'm not sending anything back. We're busy here. Tell us what you got to say. What do you think about the Bears?
This is it. This is it, man. Justin Fields' stock is skyrocketing, right, this season. All right? Float this out there. What if we trade him to Houston for their two first-round picks?
And why would you do that?
I mean, you'll have three first-round picks right there. I mean, I know it's a gamble. It's a big, big gamble. Chicago's never been one to develop a quarterback ever. But it's something, I mean, think about it. You'll get a quarterback. You'll get a defensive end. You'll get a wide receiver possibly.
Which quarterback? Hey, Tony, which quarterback are the Bears getting? Tell us.
Bryce Young.
Okay, so Bryce Young right now is better than Justin Fields.
No, not right now, no, but he could develop into that. I know the Bears have never developed a quarterback, never in my lifetime.
Why the heck would you want to start over again? I don't want to start over unless you're forced to it, and we're not forced to it yet, Tony.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Why?
Hey, Pace, he has 5 years to get us a winner. Why not?
Well, because there's no proof that Bryce Young's going to get you there while Justin Fields is at least taking some steps. Why would we start over before we're forced to? If he bottoms out, then you start over again. He hasn't bottomed out and not even close.
Yeah, and so in that case, Tony, we are sending it back and throwing it away. Okay, so just as you predicted, we're throwing it away. I'm sure you're telling people at the plant that that's a good idea. Here on ESPN 1000, that is a terrible idea.
Yeah, keep it at the plant. Let's go to Joey in Melrose Park. You're on ESPN 1000. Joey, what's up?
Jesse, nice meeting you on the phone.
You too, buddy.
Son, how
Dad?
You doing?
Dad, how are you?
I'm good, pal. Okay, here. Going back to the back-to-back runs, guys.
Yeah.
First, Justin's laying on his belly on the sidelines, getting worked on with some kind of machine on his legs. Okay, Getsy can't see that?
Yeah, it made no sense.
Then they put him out there, and the back-to-back runs stunk like Roper G's.
Yeah.
The stupidest call ever. So, again, the last caller needs to get a realization on Justin. The kids are Justin franchise is what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I say we sit him next week, let him rest. Unless they're going to put him out there, they're going for wins, which is stupid. You're going to hurt the franchise quarterback? Because now they're teeing off on him. Now they know where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I told you the other call last week, Hoodie, but they watched the Detroit game, they ran the same thing, Atlanta.
Yeah.
To stop this kid. So, again, free agency is the way to go. Draft picks are a hit or miss. Always a pleasure to call. And I'm glad that Shay's feeling okay.
He is.
And son?
Dad?
Bring home dinner.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the phone call.
I am not sitting him unless he's injured, J-Hood. Okay? I'm not.
Well, I mean, that might be the case. And again, we'll find out either today or Wednesday what the fallout is from that shoulder. That's Grady Jarrett putting a helmet right to that left shoulder. That was one of the last plays of the game, and you saw that Justin Fields was on a cart, grimacing in pain, sitting kind of sideways at the press conference. I mean, he's already been in pain. And by the way, It's, you don't get this very often, but Justin was very open about how his legs are tired because he's been running around a lot and they've been cramping. They cramped in the fourth quarter. One of the reasons why that Courtney put that tweet out that Shea mentioned, 14 times for Fields running the football in the first half, most since 2000 for a quarterback, is because of the cramps. He didn't. I don't think he felt good enough to be able to run around anymore to try to help this offense.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's why those two calls were so weird, but especially the second call. Like and here's the other thing. I didn't count them all up, but it felt like there were a lot more inside runs for him mm-hmm. than in the past. Like those end round sweeps, okay, he can get out of bounds, avoid contact a little bit, but those runs, there were a bunch of runs up the middle. I know you can't be so predictable, but you are going to get him hurt if you keep running up the middle, especially when his legs are tired, his left shoulder's hurting, the game's on the line, so you know he's going to play hard, and you ran him a second time up the middle. It just did not make any sense. I really want to hear what he has to say about it. Let's go to Scott, South Elgin. You're on ESPN 1000, Scott.
Hey, good morning, boys. Calling in just to wish you guys another moral victory Monday.
Thank you, Scott.
I know Hoodie probably hates me by now.
I love when you call in with that, because you know what? Because you're 100% right, Scott. That's why.
Yeah, it sucks that I am, but it hurts. I mean, it hurts me too, Hoodie. It really does. I don't like losing, but you know what? If you're going to suck, you might as well suck all the way. And that last caller, I'm sorry, but he damn near gave me a brain aneurysm with his take. That was Bears fans, please. I'm speaking to Chicago before I hang up real quick. Please realize you have a franchise quarterback. It's okay to feel this way. It's okay to love QB1. That's all I got to say. Have a good Monday, boys.
Thank
you. All right, Scott. Scott, we appreciate the telephone call. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. And more of your reaction to the Bears on this Bears Monday, 312-332-3776. Our phone number with Jesse Rogers, Jonathan Hood, Cap'n Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap'n Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget, we got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock with Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I am Jay Hood. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We want to hear your thoughts about the Bears and their loss against Atlanta. And, you know, shout out to the defense. You know, they only surrendered 10 points in the second half. You know, one of the things that's not talked about enough, and I'm the one that's going to put a spotlight on it a lot, Jesse, is that, you know, when you're talking about not enough talent offensively, on the defensive side, you have Brisker and Gordon kind of learning on the job as well. You want either one or both of those guys to be able to be perennial
playmakers, right?
Difference makers. Yeah. And so I saw Brisker force a fumble in the game yesterday. That was good to see. It's hit or miss, I think, with both of those guys. But I did like that there was, 10 points surrendered. But here's the glaring stat. No sacks. It's Mariota, for God's sakes. You couldn't get to him. They didn't make his uniform dirty there. Didn't like that. I mean, again, you don't have enough pass rush.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Jack Sanborn, if Jack Sanborn is going to be the next guy, you know, I want him to be able to be a difference maker as well on a regular basis. So we'll see how that works out.
No doubt. 312-332-3776. But as our old pal Mike North used to say, they're lit up like Christmas trees.
Yes.
No lines open right now. The one thing I want to say is, like, remember, folks, would you rather be the Bears at 3-8? Would you rather be the Washington Commanders at 6-5? Hmm. You know, or some of the Atlanta even at 5-6 that don't have franchise quarterbacks? I'd rather be 3-8. And getting a high draft pick. Let's go to Space. You're next up on ESPN 1000. Space, go ahead.
Hoodie, Jesse, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Okay, Space. Okay, what's your idea, Space?
Hey, so you know what? I'm watching Getsy make those dumb play calls to run Justin after he clearly has an injury. You know, he's not running the same with his legs. Now he hurts his shoulder. And I'm watching him call those two plays, and I get pissed off. But then I think about it. I say, you know what? I've come to the realization that the Bears have came to the realization that they're trying to tank. That's what it is. You know, stop getting mad at what they're doing, because bottom line, I think they're looking for, like, the Victor Wembanyama of football now. So they are trying to lose to secure the position.
When did you discover that, Space? When did you know that was the case? I mean, you see all these losses, right? You see how this ball club is losing time after time. When did you discover that? Not yesterday, right?
No, definitely not yesterday. It was a few weeks ago that I've came to this conclusion. You know, I've been calling Hoodie, and I'm the opposite of you. I wanted them to lose, but I didn't know the Bears had gotten on board. But as you see, when it comes to late in the game, they're going to do something dumb as far as the play calling, call a run play for Justin when it should have been a pass. I mean, he's passing pretty good. You know, drove down, we scored, and now we get another chance for Justin to show off with his arm. And then they go back to running the quarterback. And, you know, so I realized this a few weeks ago, maybe back with Dallas. You know, it was the same similar situation. You know, a couple guys dropped the ball or there's a big fumble by Montgomery. But still, I think the basis of the Bears organization is to lose right now so we can secure the pick. So all the fans just realize what's going on. They want to tank. They want to lose, which is I'm okay with it.
All right, Space, thanks. Jay Hood, I would normally say that anybody in uniform or coach would never actively try to lose. But then I remember the Dolphins guy, like, trying to bribe his coach into losing. Yeah. So I shouldn't be so naive. But I still would like to believe Luke Getsy is trying to win. He just had a brain cramp. That's what I want to believe. But you tell me. I mean, you think players and coaches actively try to lose? I don't think so.
The players don't. That is for sure. Yeah. Yeah. The coaches and up in front office, absolutely. Players, they're trying to play hard. That's why they work out, and this is why they feel like they've been in four or five different car wrecks throughout a game because they're trying to recover from all that. They're not trying to lose on purpose.
Let's go to Eddie, North Side. You're on ESPN 1000, Eddie. Go ahead.
Good morning, boys. So the situation, Hoodie, Josh Allen has weapons, and he still runs. So there's no guarantee that Justin Fields gets weapons. He's, you know, all of a sudden there's going to be this flash bulb and we're going to score points and points. The purest quarterback that's come out recently to me, and he impresses me every time, is the guy in Cincinnati. It's Joe Burrow. I mean, he just keeps chucking it down, staying in the pocket and doing it. And like a flyer on that bet, like Cincinnati going to the Super Bowl, it might not be a big of a stretch that we think of, because if they get Ja'Marr Chase back, and let's think about this. Two of his top receivers right now were drafted late in the second rounds. Mm-hmm. So these first round picks of thinking, oh, we're going to get this and get that, they're there in the second, third, even fourth rounds. It's just the people that are picking. And let's not forget, we have rookie coaches. You know, we didn't go out and get the best coaches that we could probably get for the Chicago Bears and everything. And it is an awful shame, and I feel sorry for Justin. When I seen him holding his shoulder like that, and they're calling runs for him, I was like, what are these idiots doing? They're going to get the guy killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to our last caller, they're trying to lose.
But you don't try to lose because you want to take a guy's career out and, you know, throw his shoulder. Who knows? I'm sure he's probably going to go for an MRI or something like that. That's a shame to do it. And, Jesse, as far as that other caller, why would they want to do that if they have a franchise quarterback? You know, if you listen to the press conference of, the new regime, I didn't feel like they thought Justin Fields was almost all in on their guy. They would have loved, and there might be a possibility to draft the number one key to a football game is the quarterback as their guy.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that, Eddie. They're not doing that this soon. They got to give this guy a chance to grow. 6 weeks ago, they had no offense. Now they have a good run game. So we're halfway there. They're not ready to do that. I agree with you. They didn't draft him. They didn't go all in the things they said when they took over. But that doesn't mean they're ready to give up on him after one season with a porous offensive line, with no offensive threats, no playmakers. Come on. So they're gonna give him another chance. They're going to give him another year.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not throwing Justin Fields to the side because the Bears are not ready to win. This thing, again, take a look at what's happening with the football team. The football team is trying to be able to find assets through free agency and the draft. Justin Fields has been dynamic running the football. I like it. And this is five straight games now that he's thrown for one and also ran for one. So I like that he's been able to do that. But these are growing pains that you have to go through with this football team. So if people are slow to understand it, then that's on them. But clearly we know what the process is for this Bears team. We've seen this with the Cubs. We've seen this in the past with other teams that's bottomed out to try to get themselves to the mountaintop. And that's where the Bears are right now, trying to crawl and get there. All right, in 2 minutes, we give you shot or no shot. And still to come, Courtney Cronin with the latest from the Bears, from that Bears locker room as the Bears lose to Atlanta. This is Bears Monday on Chicago's Home for Sports.